Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. Hello.
Dirty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Julie.
Hey, Julie. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I'm really desperate for some help. I work over at the big corporate building over off Dam Neck in Virginia Beach.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have been there. The one that's basically the size of a small city.
Yeah. So I work in processing, and we have a lot of work that we do on our computers. So they have this policy where if you don't get everything done, but you want to finish at home, you can just check out a company laptop and then finish it at home.
Well, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Like the library. So it's like finishing your homework at home.
Yeah. So last Friday, I checked out one of the laptops for the weekend because I had a little bit of stuff to finish. But I also used it for some personal stuff.
What kind of personal stuff? Like shopping on Amazon? Charging it to the company?
No, I wish. I wish it was that. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, I did one of those sexy boudoir photo sessions for my boyfriend because our anniversary is coming up. And I wanted to do, like, this whole countdown thing with, like, the pictures, right?
Okay. I see. So, like, sort of like a here's what's coming at you countdown.
Yeah. Like, I'm wearing lingerie in some of them. And in others, I'm wearing less.
Oh, okay. So these photos have, like, a degree of nudity. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And some of them actually get kind of raunchy.
Like,
raunchy?
Like, scale of 1 to 10. Like, with 1 being side boob and 10 being something you'd have to go to Shaggy's internet search history to see. Like, what are we talking here?
Probably an 11.
Oh, 11.
Okay. So let me guess. These pictures somehow got uploaded onto the work laptop.
So I had them on a private little thumb drive, and I was opening the pictures and, like, doing touch-ups and you know, that kind of thing. And just a little bit of hiding, like, wrinkles or whatever on my skin to make it look smooth and stuff. And that's all I was doing. So I was just using a thumb drive, I swear.
So, all right, so what happened? You saved the pictures on the laptop?
No. I did the right thing. I kept them on the thumb drive. Okay. I mean, I'm not a complete idiot.
So, all right, so what's the problem?
Well, when I turned in the laptop on Monday, I freaking forgot the thumb drive was still plugged into it.
Oh no.
So the thumb drive is still plugged into that laptop?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, can't you just go and, like, recheck it out again?
I did that and it was gone.
Oh no. So where is the thumb drive then?
Well, I have no idea really, but I do have a theory about it.
And what is your theory?
Wait, hold on. Before you say your theory, here's mine. Somebody in corporate found it, and now they're turning your pictures into next year's company calendar.
Don't even joke about that, because I would, like, move to Alaska and freak out.
Okay, so what is your theory?
Okay, so when you turn in the laptop, it goes back to the IT office. Like, they make sure everything's good to go, and they make sure you don't damage it. And there is a guy that works back there. His name is Jim.
Okay. Jim. So you think old Jim saw the thumb drive and maybe took a look on it?
Well, I don't know, but I can't really ask him. And, like, here's why. Okay, so he already flirts with me at work in the creepiest way. Girls are going to know what I'm talking about. And I don't want to ask him to look for my thumb drive because he might be like, you know, oh, dear. And, like, he's going to see what's on it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, if you ask him to look for it, he's going to look for it. Yeah. So what do you want us to do?
Can you call him and pretend that you're, like, a boss, is what I was thinking. Like, one of the bosses and something, and just say that you need this thumb drive that was on laptop number 7, and that, you know, it's confidential.
Okay, so number 7?
Yes.
Okay. And now what if he says he hasn't seen any thumb drive?
No, he would have to. I mean, all the computers go right to him, only him, and nobody else but him. And when they get turned in, he puts them back on the charging stations and everything and checks them out. He's like creepy
well,
weird.
Well, here's what I think. I mean, if we ask this guy about the thumb drive and he's like, I never saw it, then he definitely, like 100% is lying. He definitely knows what's on it.
Yeah, that would be my worst nightmare.
Okay. Well, we'll call him when we come back. Now, you said his name was Jim?
Jim. Yep, Jim.
Okay, and do you have the name of somebody who works in your building who might be, like, a super important person? Like, you mentioned the bosses. Like, not the CEO of the whole company or anything, but, like, maybe somebody who Jim might be afraid of disappointing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we have a bunch of bosses here.
Okay, so we're going to need one of their names. And then we'll call for old Jim when we come back. And we're either going to find out if we can totally save you or your worst nightmare is about to come true. Yeah. Maybe he'll say, oh, yeah, I threw it in a drawer. Here it is. I can have it back. That's, at least that's what we're hoping for.
Thank you for calling. Your call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling. My name is Dawn. How may I assist you?
Hi, I'm trying to get a hold of Jim. He works in your IT department.
Okay, I can definitely help you out with that.
Thank you.
IT, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim, this is Sean Mendez. I'm calling from Mr. Kr's office upstairs.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So listen, I guess Mr. had taken one of the laptops home this past week and he left the little zip drive thingy in the side of the computer when he brought it back. Did you happen to notice any laptops that had a little zip drive thing stuck in them back there?
I don't think so. Let me check, though. Do you know what it looked like? Like, what color was it, maybe?
You know what? I sure don't. All I know is he left it stuck in the side of one of the laptops when he brought it back.
Okay. Let me check the checkout logs here. I don't see his name anywhere on here for taking home any of our laptops.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, he is our boss. I don't think he signs out the computers that he paid for, right?
Yeah, well, boss or not, if he checked out one of these, he would have had to get it from me. And I don't remember him coming down here.
I don't think he did. I think, you know what? I think he sent some girl to get it. Hang on a sec. I think he said some girl named Julie checked it out for him.
Yeah. Yeah, I have her on here.
Okay.
She had laptop 7. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah. No, I don't see any zip drive here. Do you happen to know what was on it?
Yeah, I think it was some Excel spreadsheet or something, but it's crucial that we get it back ASAP.
Actually, you know what? I think I do remember a thumb drive being in one of these.
Yeah.
I think I might have put it in the drawer here by the charging station. Okay. Let me go see if that's the one real quick.
Okay.
You said it had an Excel file on it?
Yeah, but honestly, if you just see one of those things, that's probably it. You don't need to go ahead and check it or anything. But
No, don't worry, it's not a problem. Just hang on one sec.
Well, now you don't. Oh boy, oh dear Jesus. I'm so sorry, Julie. He's probably going through it right now. This totally backfired. I am so sorry,
Julie. Do you remember what color it was?
Yeah, it was pink.
What does that matter now?
Well, I mean, maybe the one he has isn't hers.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, I just checked in there. I don't see any Excel file on here, so I don't think I have the right one.
Okay, the one you're looking at, what color is it?
It's pink.
Okay, and there's no Excel spreadsheet on there?
Nope, there's actually nothing on here. It's totally blank.
Oh! Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess never mind then. All right. Well, thank you for checking. Appreciate it. Okay. Well, there you go. He said it was absolutely blank. So,
naive Nick, back at it again. I mean, that's what he said, but you don't believe that seriously, do you?
I believe what? That it's blank? Yeah, I believe him.
Julie, I guarantee he saw those pictures and he ripped them right off that thumb drive.
Or maybe you deleted them before you took the laptop back. Maybe you remembered.
No, I didn't. They were definitely on there. That's the only place they are.
Okay.
You might want to avoid eye contact with that guy, Jim, for like the next 2 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.